Good evening, Rabbi Mayevsky. Tonight here is being learned the four Shalema for Pinchas Bas Malka Bracha and Pinchas Bas Bora. We wish them all a four Shalema. That it works out well. And very appropriate parsha. We have Birchas Kohanim. Obviously, we know what Birchas Kohanim we say every day. In davening is Yibrecha Hashem Yisrecha, Yair Hashem Panav Elecha Yisrecha, Yisrecha Hashem Panav Elecha, Yosem Lekal Shalom. These words are very meaningful. The problem is, or not the problem, but why are they over here? Here we have in Parsha Shmini, after they finish building the Mishkan, where we have in Tumah Tetzaveh, they can see so a little bit, if I ask for Pekudei, and we built the Mishkan, and now we come to Moshe telling everybody how we're going to use the Mishkan, what Karbonis, how to bring the Karbonis, excuse me for my cold, various things, and then we get Vayiba Yom HaShmini, the Yom HaShmini, the Miluim. And then we got all of the halachas that we had in the whole Sefer Vayikra. And strangely enough, we get to this parsha, we get to Bamidbar, and we get to Noso, and suddenly it says, Uviyom Hakim Es HaMishkan. It makes it sound like it was a long time ago that they began the use and bringing all the karbonos of the Mishkan. But the truth of the matter is, it says, Uviyom Hakim HaMishkan. What does that mean, Uviyom Hakim Es HaMishkan? I mean, the 12 karbonos that we're seeing from the Nesiyim, each one of the 12, it sounds like it happened so much further in time, but the reality is it happened immediately. So after the first week, after the Shivas Yimei HaMiluim, and after Aaron brought the original karbonos, the Nesiyim decided that they wanted to bring karbonos. Now, one would ask the question again, that they would bring the karbonos after the debacle of Nadav and Avihu. The only ones who could actually bring karbonos were the, obviously the Kohanim would be Aaron or Elazar in his summer now after the debacle, but they would want to do it. And therefore it was up to, if you take a look at the Lashon and the Parsha, that God instructs Moshe to take their karbonos, to take it with all the wagons involved. But previous to this, it's also very straight. But this, the time frame, we have to get it set. And that's why when it says in Parsha Shmini, we mentioned when it says in Parsha Shmini, Vayisah Aaron es Yodov Vayivarachem, and suddenly now, and this is the connection, it sounds strange, but just like it says, Vayi Bayom HaShmini, and these Karbonos from the Nesiyim happened directly after the 12 days in a row, one for each day, happened after the Shivas Yimei HaMiluim, that Aaron dedicated the Mishkan then, and now the Nesiyim brought it. So when it says, Vayisah Aaron es Yodov Vayivarachem, the Pasuk is really in the right place, because one would ask, what is it doing over here? Suddenly, in Shmini, it has that he gave them the bracha, and now it has the bracha. So of course, as we mentioned in the past, that the reason for the bracha at this time, the placement in the parsha itself, not necessarily in Nasa alone, but right after the whole story of Nazir and Sota, is that I know what's going to happen after you have a Nazir, and you know it says Misha Yazir, you know, somebody who saw Sota Bikukula is Yazir Atzmo Menayayin. He'll want to prevent, he would think that possibly it was the effects of alcohol that caused the situation in the first place. And like we say, may God zich upheap, you know, we should be careful of anything like that happening to us. And I become a Nazir, I don't want to drink wine anymore. And therefore, we know that the Stam Naziris is 30 days. You get a 30-day trial period, so to speak, unless you decide you want to do it. Of course, today, we don't have the ability to become a Nazir because you don't have the ability to bring a carbon to get you out of the situation of being a Nazir, so you can't become a Nazir. There's no way to extricate yourself from being a Nazir. So now, if somebody has not had any alcohol for a period of time, and now, interestingly enough, you're thinking, well, now I'm going to get good and drunk. I haven't had a drink for a long time. And so the Abarbanel makes a point that says, of course, it's at this point that Yivarecha Hashem v'Yishmerecha, that may God watch over you because you're going to get into trouble. But the point is, it's so much more than that. At this point in time, we get to the area where the B'nai Yisrael, as we say, are on the precipice of going into the land of Israel. Moshe has taught them so many of the halakhas that they need to know between Bein Adam L'Chavero, certainly many of the factors involved in Avodah Zarah and various things that they might succumb to in a land where they're going to have to drive out their neighbors and be exposed to all the things that happened, the midos of B'nai Kanan, and therefore they should steel themselves against that situation and learn all the halakhas, how to avoid all the pitfalls of living amongst all these people. And that's why, of course, God wanted to drive them all out before we went into the land. And now that they're getting ready to go in, God says, we have the army, we're all ready. We are divided up into three camps. And there are those people who, when we go into the land, will be focused on agriculture, planting, and doing business, and making money. And then there are those people who are the teachers, the ones who are in charge of the mental part of Israel, the bringing them up, the rebbes, the teaching them various topics and various things, the orators, the making the speeches, and all those type of people. And then, of course, we have the people in charge of the Defense Department. Seriously speaking, you have the army, and there are people that will be forever in the army, and therefore, we get to the bracha. God is telling them now that you're going into the land, and and it gives them a bracha, because now that you've learned the Torah, divided up the bracha of Yivarechacha is divided up into three parts. For those of you who are going to be planting and living off the land and living off the business and the money that you have, people accumulate money, but how do you keep the money? How do you keep it safe? Yivarechacha Hashem, may God bless you and take care of you. May God bless you so that you will make money, that the fields, the crops will be a great yield. But then one has a problem with being able to keep it. There are times when you could have a tremendous yield, you could make a lot of money, and suddenly you could also lose a lot of money. You could make a lot of money and then somebody could steal it from you. And that's the first part of the bracha. Yivarechacha Hashem, but the Yishmerecha. He should be in charge of your security as well, to make sure that you live a good life and be able to keep the money that you made. You work hard for it and keep it. Now we get to the next part. There are those who are the teachers and the orators. Yo'er Hashem Panav Elecha V'Chuneka. You are the people who are going to be the teachers. May God shine His countenance on you. Yo'er Hashem Panav Elecha V'Chuneka. And you should be able to express yourself so that the people could have the ability to learn from you and remember what you say, understand what you have to say properly. And now we come to the third part of the prophet. Yisa Hashem Panav Elecha, Yosef Lekha Shalom. There are those of you who are going to be in the military. There are those of you who are going to be charged of defense. May you have the ability to defeat your enemies, but may you also be blessed with Yivarech Hashem Yishmerecha, but Yisa Hashem Panav Elecha V'Yosem Lecha Shalom, that you shouldn't have to even fight any wars, that you should not have to engage in with the enemies, but those of you that do, that God will be on your side. But the most important thing is to understand that the whole bracha, that constitute all different three facts of life, different support, different people, factions of Klal Yisrael, that they should say, your heir, Hashem, you should be able to see the light. And what I mean by saying to see the light is to see that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's running, that's taking care of everything, that's running your life, not so to speak running your life, but behind you and in front of you and alongside you for the length of your life, that he's there to support you if you support him. And so, Yivarecha Hashem v'yishvarecha, Yair Hashem v'anov elecha. Once we have all those things in order, we are ready now to bring the karbonos, the nesiyim, to bring the 12 karbonos. But it says, it's very interesting when it says, nosiyachot layom, nosiyachot layom. They drove up with these 12 wagon loads of accoutrements with all the things necessary to bring the carbon with the animals and all these things. And Moshe was concerned, perhaps, why are you bringing all of these things? Perhaps who asked you to bring all these things? And number one is that Hashem told him to take everything. Not only that, but take all the wagons as well. If I was to bring you, gave you a special delivery in my Cadillac, if I had one, bring it to you, and I would say thank you for the gift, and then I would keep the Cadillac too. You would be surprised, perhaps, or maybe you intended for that to be part of the gift. And what we're telling you over here is God told Moshe to take the wagons as well, and because they mean well, and I'd like to give them the opportunity to actually bring all their karbonos that they have. But it's Nosiya Chod Layom, it's telling us, at when it says Zeh Korban Nachshon Ben Amidadov, or Zeh Korban Nisanel Ben Suar, why is it ending off, even though it said it at the beginning, that this Nachshon Ben Amidadov brought this carbon, why does it have to say at the end, Zeh Korban Nachshon Aminadov? Because he's not representing his tribe necessarily. This is his personal carbon. And the reason that God, each one, and they all brought it together, and they thought maybe it would all get mixed in, and they would bring it like this, and God had to tell Moshe, take it, we appreciate it, but you know what you're going to have to do? Nosi echod layom, nosi echod layom. And take the wagons as well. And we're going to divide it up between Gershon and Merari. Kohos, they don't need any wagons. You know why? Because the Pasuk said so. Bakosefi so. They have no use for wagons. So the wagons will be divided up accordingly, as it says when God gives Moshe the instructions that I'm going to tell you to give Gershon and Merari the wagons, because all the things that needed to be transported in the Midbar were very heavy, the parochas and all the clay HaKodesh. They would have to be brought, Sheshek Losov, the Shishab, and all these things that they would have to carry would be too heavy to carry for a person. So indeed, we could use the wagons. Unfortunately for Shevet Kohath, they have no use for wagons, because V'levnei Kohath lo nason Yavodas HaKodesh Aleihem Bakosefi So. And that is the difference. We all have a job in this world. Some of us have to carry the weight of certain things that we have on our shoulders. Some of us have the job of financing the people. Some of us have the job of making speeches and teaching the people. And some of us have the job of security for the people. So everything is necessary. And God told Moshe, don't exclude anyone. We have to be all inclusive in terms of this and make everybody important. But to B'nai Kohath, falls that responsibility. The responsibility of the Kedusha, of the Aron, the B'nai Yisrael, will be in the hands of Kohath, Ben Amram, Ben Yitzhar, Ben Kohath. Then these are the people who, in other words, it doesn't say Ben Levi, but B'nai Kohath Lona Son, Ki Avodas HaKodesh Aleihem. We must understand that probably early on in the Golus Mitzrayim, that it was Kohath and his children who really shouldered the burden of keeping the spirits of Klal Yisrael up and giving them the koach to get through. It is those people who sometimes make the speeches, the sergeant, the Meshuach Mechama, who's able to raise the spirits of the people when the crops fail, or God forbid, or when the army is going to war. They have Avodat HaKodesh Aleihem Bakotei Piso. They have the burden of bringing up, raising the spirits of Klal Yisrael. May we all have the leaders that keep our spirits up, and may we remember that Yivarechecha Hashem V'Yishmerecha, that it flows through the Kohanim and the Levim. It just flows through all the Kohanim, that it's the bracha comes directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not from the Kohen himself, obviously, but he's pointing his fingers at Klal Yisrael to give that electricity through HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why he's raising his arms, and it's going through Bakosei Piso. May we all be Zocha to have that spirit in us at all times. Thank you, and have a good week.